I hear the comments. Well, you know, she's a little crazy. Oh, don't make her mad, you know, she's on medication. Or sometimes she's a little imbalanced. She might be having one of those days. I guess if I was a normal person, if you will, I might say something like that.
From the ongoing series Making a Difference, with support from the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, this is Let's Talk About It, Normalizing Mental Health Conversations. Today, a candid conversation with Springfield radio personality Liz Delaney of the Kevin and Liz Morning Show on KGBX. A couple of years back, Liz Delaney made the decision to let the world know she is a person with a persistent depressive disorder.
I remember sometimes coming home from school and literally just falling on a floor and just crying. And I was a good student, straight A student. I was athletic. I mean, I had a lot of friends, as a matter of fact, and frankly had no good reason to be crying on the floor every day when I came home from school. Even now, it sort of brings tears to my eyes because I thought that was normal. I thought every teenage girl went home and cried. Were worried about school or couldn't sleep at night. So I didn't tell anybody about it. I didn't talk about it.
Until, that is, a chance encounter at a Columbia, Missouri radio station where Liz Delaney worked in the early 1990s.
I made a friend who worked for a mental health hospital. You know, people are put into your lives at the weirdest times for the best reasons. And I started talking to her about my experiences growing up. And she said, well, have you ever seen anyone about maybe getting medicated? Oh, I don't need medication. I'm fine. I'm happy. Everything's good. Well, you just might want to consider it. It took me probably a month of thinking hard about it. So I called her and I said, okay, give me the name of one of your doctors. And my whole world changed when I began to be medicated. But you know what? The truth of the matter is I couldn't tell anybody because I was still ashamed. I was still embarrassed. I still felt weak and lesser than anyone else. And inside, I had these chemical imbalances and struggling with thoughts and feelings. And they were awful thoughts. I'm going to be honest with you. This is hard to admit. You think about quieting your baby, and those thoughts are so frightening and so strong. And fortunately, they scared me enough to go pick up the phone.
In 1995, Liz Delaney and her four-year-old son moved to Springfield, where Delaney would continue her radio career and her regimen of medication and counseling to control her depression. But the stigma of mental illness kept her from sharing her situation, even with family and friends, for 22 years.
Again, it was really just kind of me doing the old fake it till you make it routine. And I had finally gotten to a point where I felt good and I couldn't tell anyone. It was awful. And the truth of the matter is, I didn't come out until a few years ago. My best friend, my mother, my father, no one knew that I was being medicated and treated for clinical depression.
Family history was one reason for Liz Delaney's decision to make public her depression.
I'm adopted, but one of the first things I learned is that my biological mother suffers from clinical depression. And I'll tell you something, that was a huge relief to know that it wasn't something I did, that I didn't cause it, that I was born with it. Just like some people are born with blue eyes, I was born with this clinical depression, this gene that can be triggered. And that's another thing that I want people to know is that you didn't do anything wrong. It's part of you. It's just like diabetes or liver disease. It just happens. It's part of your DNA.
And since she's announced her depression, Liz Delaney's celebrity status has helped her help others find pathways to better mental health.
You know, I'm fairly well known in Springfield area and been on the air for 20 plus years. And I feel like I have shared a lot about my personal life over those years. I also feel a great responsibility to share my experiences because I think they can be helpful and healing. I know when I very first came out after Robin Williams passed away, and the reason why I feel so connected to him is because we shared the same birthday and because I recognized his signs and I just was really connected with him. That's when I finally came out. And when I did, I was inundated with emails and text messages and Facebook posts from people saying, thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for saying that you are dealing with depression.
In a moment of reflection, Liz Delaney is encouraging and reassuring to those who, like her, struggle with depression.
So here I sit at almost 55 years old. I have been through a lot of experiences and going through my mental health issues. Man, has that been a great lesson. Not only did I learn a lot about myself, but others. And I learned a lot more empathy, for crying out loud. And now I'm living such a good life. I know that where I am is where I should be. I know what I'm doing is what I should be doing. And I go through depressing days just like everyone else. And yes, the truth of the matter is some of mine get a lot darker than the average person. But as I've gotten older and as I've practiced on how to deal with it, it's gotten so much easier. And that's another thing I would like to share with everybody. It gets easier. You're not going to struggle so fiercely your whole life. You're going to figure it out. You know, if you just keep on working, don't give up. You can live a good life if you're medically treated. You can live like you're supposed to be living. You don't have to live in a dark spot. And I did for so many years and feeling so free now. I'm not ashamed anymore to tell anybody what I went through. I'm not ashamed to tell anybody that, yes, I suffer from a mental illness, but I am medicated just like a diabetic is medicated, and we manage.
Liz Delaney is co-host of the Kevin and Liz Morning Show on KGBX-FM and serves as a board member for NAMI of Southwest Missouri, the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
It thrills me now at this phase of my life to be able to come out on the other side and then reach in and grab those folks that haven't made it through yet. I want somebody out there to hear me today. Don't give up. Just tell one person. And NAMI is a great place to start. You know, we've got a warm line that you can talk to 24/7. And those folks can connect you with people that know a lot more than me.
Support for the Making a Difference series on KSMU and Let's Talk About It, Normalizing Mental Health Conversations, comes from the Community Foundation of the Ozarks with information at cfozarks.org. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.